Welcome to our ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. We believe Jesus of Nazareth is inviting a whole new generation of Christ followers to leave what we call 3B ministry, where we measure success using building size, bucks in the offering, and butts in the seats, and become 3C contemplative activists. For the true Christian life consists of communion with Christ, community with one another, and responding to Jesus' commission to go out into the world caring for souls, for the greater glory of God. We hope you'll enjoy today's program. And now, here's your host, Pastor Marty Bowler.
Hi, friends. Welcome to this ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. It's our hope that these podcasts will offer you a little bit of hope and encouragement as you continue your journey with Jesus. If you're just joining us, we are at the beginning of a blog and podcast series entitled Real Life Christianity. As I see it, you and I must learn to go beyond just the spiritual truths of our faith and get down and dirty with our day-to-day physical existence here on planet Earth. Earthly things such as how we control our bodies, our tongues, and our actions for the greater glory of God. In this short series of 12 podcasts, we'll look at very practical matters like how we must learn to love and honor both ourselves and others in order to be the Christ-centered followers the Master wants of us here in the 21st century. Today's theme is real-life Christianity, holy and whole, body and soul. Let me begin by reading today's Lectio Divina from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 23 and 24. And I'll be reading from the Message Bible. May God Himself, the God who makes everything holy and whole, make you holy and whole, put you together, spirit, soul, and body, and keep you fit for the coming of our Master, Jesus Christ. The one who called you is completely dependable. If He said it, He'll do it. Yowzers! Wouldn't it be terrific if once we said the sinner's prayer, offering our broken lives up to Jesus, we'd suddenly get swept up in the euphoria of heaven, living godly lives for the glory of God for the remainder of our days both here and in heaven? Nice thought, huh? But simply not reality. So as I see it, here's the rest of the story. Once we decide to follow Jesus, giving Him access to all of our life, our good, bad, and ugly life, the true salvation work of God begins. And to be quite honest, it's a miracle. You see, as Paul states it here in his letter to the Thessalonians, God Himself, the God who makes everything holy and whole, will make you holy and whole, put you together, spirit, soul, and body, and keep you fit for the coming of our Master, Jesus Christ. And so, the work of becoming holy and whole begins. But unlike the fairy tale, some like to believe that God is going to accomplish this transforming miracle in us without any effort on our part, this work of wholeness and holiness is a cooperative effort. Yes, without a doubt, the completely dependable God Paul speaks of will get her done. But it won't be without a few scrapes, bruises, and bloody moments where our old flesh fights tooth and nail against the will of God, hoping to stay the way we, quite honestly, want to stay. Independent, free, calling our own shots, large and in charge. There are many names for our self-centered self-sufficiency, some nice, some not. But in Christ, the work of becoming holy and whole takes brave men and women who are willing to allow the Holy Spirit to cut deep into the reality of our sin-sick lives. Are you ready for that? Let's begin this week by addressing the purity level of our bodies. God cares a lot about that, you know. In Psalm 139, King David wrote a song about how very involved our Creator King is in our physical well-being. As we close today, let's remind ourselves of that amazing role God has in all this. In Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16, it says, "Oh yes, you shaped me, first inside, then out. You formed me in my mother's womb. I thank you, high God. You're breathtaking. Body and soul, I am marvelously made. I worship in adoration. What a creation! You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made, bit by bit, how I was sculpted from nothing into something. Like an open book, you watched me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you, the days of my life all prepared before I'd even lived one day." Will you pray with me as we close? Father God, my Creator King, it's easy for me to limit my view of healthy spirituality to an exercise of the mind or of my heart. But in truth, you care as deeply about my physical body as much as you do my soul. May I be completely open and willing to cooperate with you as you bring wholeness and holiness to every aspect of my life. For your name's sake. Amen. So here are some questions for you to ponder today. Have I ignored the call of God to wholeness and holiness in my physical body, limiting him access to that portion of my life? Am I willing to open up my entire being, including my physical body, to the inbreaking power and presence of God's kingdom? Well, finally, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know how you are experiencing God as you ponder on this theme of real-life Christianity. Go over to our website, thecontemplativeactivist.com, and click on the Contact Us page. We'd love to hear from you. This is Marty Bowler, hoping your day will be full of God presence, and may the good Lord bless and keep you. See you next time on The Contemplative Activist.